Blog Talk Radio.
One, turn it up! Yeah! Oh, just clap your hands like this. Just clap your hands like this. Yeah! Let's wake up the church with this old school jam. Shout to the Lord in here. You know that he's good and his mercy endures forever. And the people of God said, they said, what's up? And the people of God said, yeah! You came in a bind, but you cannot stay, cause the people of God, we ain't having it. It's a good day, even though I cried last Tuesday, and I was out of cash by Friday. No matter what comes next, I'm gonna stand up and give him the praise.
Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it.
for the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his holy name together. Let us enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and let us enter into his holy courts with praise. Good morning, my brothers and sisters. You are listening to the Spirit Alive Praise and Worship Experience for this Sunday, August 14th, 2022. I'm Apostle Cook. I'm the woman of God of this assembly. But as always, I am joined by some of God's finest and most anointed servant leaders in the persons of Bishop Lester Carver, Pastor Vanessa Carver, Mother Shirley Snyder Mitchell, Minister Tina Brown, Minister Gladys McGee, and of course, our second in charge, hallelujah, Apostle Zeta Flowers. And on behalf of all of us, we would like to say good morning, and we are so glad that you have joined us this morning. So right now, we are going to ask Pastor Vanessa Carver to open our service in prayer. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. And I just thank God for giving me the opportunity to be with everyone today. I just thank you, Father God, today we lift you up high, and we thank you, Lord, that you just fill us with your gratitude and remind us of how important your presence is today, that your will be done, not just in this service, but for the rest of the week, Lord. I pray, Lord, that you just continue to give us everything that we need spiritually and naturally, Lord, to do what we need to do, not allow our relationships spiritually or naturally to be transactional. Thank you, Lord, today for the glory of your presence, how you never leave or forsake us, how you fill us with your love, Father God, today. You give us everything that we need. Open up our eyes of our understanding as we listen to your word today. Let it be able to resonate in our heart and in our spirit throughout the week, Father God, that we add and not take that we don't have to add to the word or take away from the word, but learn to apply it in our everyday life. Thank you for all the servant leaders that are listening to this. Thank you, Lord, for the servant leaders that will listen to this later on in archives. I just thank you, Father God, today for all that you have allowed to things to happen, Lord, and you give us strength, you give us your peace, you give us your insight, you give us your heart. And I just thank you, Lord, today that you bless the speaker today, that you bless all that hear. Let us be hearers of your word, Lord, not just doers. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.
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 Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
There you go.
Hallelujah and glory to God. It is now time for our meditational reading from our beloved mother of the church, Mother Shirley Snyder Mitchell. So won't you please retrieve your Bibles and give your undivided attention to the mother of our assembly, Mother Shirley Snyder Mitchell. Amen.
Amen and praise Amen. God. Good morning, everyone. I am so glad to be where I'm sitting in the
Amen.
Today.
Amen.
I love each and every one of you. Our meditational reading today is entitled, Sin Cannot Stop God's Grace. We'll be looking at Romans 5:20. Moreover, the law entered that the offense might abound. But where sin abounds, grace abounds much more. Amen. When a top executive is charged for corruption or a church minister is caught in the very act of adultery, you will probably hear the phrase, fallen from grace, being used of them. We have come to believe that when someone falls into sin, he falls from grace. But God wants us to know that when someone falls into sin, he does not fall from grace. He actually falls into grace.
Amen.
Thank God. Thank God his grace is there to put the person back on his feet. The Bible tells the prostitutes and corrupt tax collectors, sinners who fell into God's grace and got back on their feet. If the sin in their lives could stop God's grace, they would never have been able to receive his grace of healing, help, and power to live right. Now, it is important you understand that God hates sin because it destroys our lives, relationships, and bodies. Sin is evil, but yes. Sin is not overcome by us talking about it and relying on our willpower to overcome it. It takes God's grace to destroy sin. In fact, it is when you are under his grace that sin has no dominion over you. Look at Romans 6:14. It is when you set his grace in providing his son, when he sent his grace in providing his son to put away your sins and make you internally righteous, that sin will not dominate you. The devil will say to you, you think that you can still accept God's blessing after what you did this morning? That is when you must remind yourself that Christ alone is your perfection and righteousness.
Yes, sir.
All of us have faults. None of us deserve God's blessing.
That's right.
That is why we plead the grace of God, which is his unearned, unmerited, an undeserved favor toward us. Sin does not and cannot stop God's grace. If his grace can be cut off by sin, Jesus would never have come to save us because we were all terrible sinners. But praise God, where sin abounded, grace abounded much more.
Yeah.
My friend, God's grace is bigger, deeper, wider and more powerful than all the world's sin put together. Receive his grace right now to walk in total victory over that wickedness or evil habit in your life. May God add blessings and favor to the readers, hearers, and especially the doers of his righteous and holy word. The thought for the day, God's grace is bigger, deeper, wider and more powerful than all the world's sin put together. Amen and praise God.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Feel me?
And I'm gonna pray.
What you gonna should praise it to my
to God. It is now time for prayer. Hallelujah. And this is a time when we come together as a family, standing in the gap for our brothers and sisters all over this world. Hallelujah. So right now, my brothers and sisters, I want you to bow your hearts, clear your mind, and get ready to stand in agreement with the anointed apostle, Zeta Flowers, as she goes to the Lord for us in prayer. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God, everyone. I'm thankful to be here today and to come forth in prayer. Hallelujah. Father God, let's bow our heads, our hearts, and prepare ourselves to go to the throne of grace. Hallelujah. Father God, we just thank you this morning. We thank you for who you are, first of all, and thank you for all that you have done and continue to do for us. We thank you for your great agape love. We thank you for your abounding grace this morning. And we thank you, Lord, for your enduring mercy.
Yes, Lord.
Lord.
And we just praise you. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
We thank you, hallelujah, that we have the privilege to come before you. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Being as great as you are, we thank you for that privilege. We thank you for the privilege to pray and communicate with you.
Thank you, Lord.
We thank you for how you have watched over us and how you have kept us. Hallelujah. How you have protected us. And we thank you for the love that flows from you. Hallelujah. Continual basis. We thank you. We thank you and we praise you for it, Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. You are so great. Hallelujah. You are everything. You are amazing. Hallelujah. And we lift you up this morning. We praise your holy name. Hallelujah. We just thank you, Lord. We thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. With all the praises and all the thank yous, we know it's not enough. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
But we continue, hallelujah, to bless your holy name.
Yes.
And Father God, we just lift up the ones that are hurting this morning.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. From the wars, from disasters.
Yes.
Hallelujah. For people that are careless with guns and the continued shooting and the
Lord.
Violence.
Oh,
we
Lord.
Ask, Lord, that you would remember them this morning.
Yes, Lord.
In the
Jesus.
Name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. And we pray, Lord, that you would turn back those, hallelujah, that are continuing with their criminal acts.
My Lord.
We pray, Lord, that they will know about you, that they will turn, hallelujah, from their wickedness, and that they will have a desire to be saved. We pray, Lord, that those that are struggling, hallelujah,
yes,
having
Lord.
Difficulty in making ends meet, we pray, Lord, that you would remember them this morning.
Yes, Lord.
We pray, Lord, that they will be helped, and those that are without jobs, we pray that you
touch
will
Jesus.
Bless them with employment in the name of Jesus, so that they can
Lord.
Take care of themselves, their families. In the name of Jesus,
yes.
We ask, Lord, that you would meet the needs.
Yes.
Touch those, Lord, that are just destitute, that don't know where to go. We pray, Lord, that you would touch,
please, Jesus.
That
don't
you would send
Jesus.
Forth those to be in their pathways that will help them and be able to steer them to you, God, that they might know your love and feel your love, and that hope would be instilled in the name of Jesus, and that they will surrender to you, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you for your holy word. We thank you,
yes.
Lord, that we can stand upon your word because we know that it is true.
Yes.
We thank you, hallelujah, that we don't have to give over to the enemy, but that we can continue walking in your power, hallelujah,
yes.
Speaking your word, applying your word, and doing your word in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We thank you. We pray, Lord, for salvation. We pray for the unsaved in our communities and those that are all around us and those that are across the nation that don't yet know about you.
Yes,
Lord. We pray also for those that know about you, those that have lived for you, those that have turned back. We pray for the backslider. In the name of Jesus. We pray, Lord, that they will come back, that you will bring them back to you, that they will come back into the fold. Hallelujah, that they will continue to live for you and have that desire. We pray that you would strengthen, that you would help in the name of Jesus. Those that are struggling with substance abuse, we pray, Lord, for them, that there will be a great turnaround in the name of Jesus, that they will know, hallelujah, that they can, that there is hope, hallelujah, that they can be set free in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, that they can be turned around, hallelujah, that they can live
ma'am.
A righteous life, hallelujah, without the drugs, without the alcohol. Without any
ma'am.
Other substances. In the name of Jesus, in Jesus' name, hallelujah. We know that there is hope. Hallelujah.
Yes,
thank you, Lord. We also pray for those, Lord, that really, really need your protection. We pray for the abused ones. Hallelujah. The children.
Yes.
Those that are helpless. Hallelujah. Those that can't help what is happening to them and with them, and We pray for those that are in human trafficking, and we pray, Lord, against those that are continuing to steal, hallelujah, these innocent ones and take them away from their homes, their families. We pray for their protection. We pray that they will be freed, hallelujah, from the predators in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And we pray also for ministries and churches this morning. We pray, Lord, as you go in and as you take care of the household of faith, we ask, Lord, that you would straighten out all the crookedness in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. That you would call forth, hallelujah, your leaders that will stand, hallelujah, and walk upright before you and those that they serve in the name of Jesus. We thank you for the shifting, and we thank you for the changes, hallelujah, that are being made. We thank you, Lord. We thank you this morning for answered prayer among us. We thank you. We thank you for providing. We thank you for even going beyond our basic needs and blessing us with the things that we desire from you, God. Because we know that it was you that put those things upon our heart, the very things that we're asking you for, God. And so we thank you. We thank you for making the way. We thank you for all the provisions that you have made for us. We thank you, Lord, for just helping us to do the things that we need to do on a daily basis. We thank you for the strength. We thank you for your love. Hallelujah. We thank you for faith. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, that as we believe, hallelujah, we will see things change. As we pray, hallelujah, as we continue to lift your name up, hallelujah, we know that there will be changes. And we thank you. We thank you for the changes that are already happening.
Thank
you,
Lord.
We praise you for it.
Thank
you. In Jesus' holy and righteous name.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. And now we lift up Spirit Alive Ministries.
Hallelujah.
We pray,
bless you,
Lord, that you will continue,
Lord,
to reach the lost all over the world.
Over the world.
In the name,
yes,
of Jesus, that many will begin to listen in. Hallelujah. Even,
yes,
the more.
Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
And that they will,
yes,
that they will be blessed by your holy word and,
yes,
and
Lord,
just knowing the truth. Hallelujah.
Yes. Hallelujah.
And we thank you for it, Lord. We thank you.
Thank you.
And we thank you for Apostle Cook. We pray, Lord,
bless
that
you
will continue,
yes,
to,
Lord,
keep your blessings,
thank
upon
you,
her,
Lord,
in the name of Jesus. We thank
bless
you also
you
for what you have done for Mother Mitchell, and we,
yes,
know that you're not finished
her
yet, Lord. Hallelujah.
Her.
But we,
yes,
thank you. We thank you for all that you're going to continue to do for her.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Lord. Yes,
each and every
you
one of us. And we,
yes,
praise,
Lord,
you.
Yes.
Amen and amen.
Amen. Yes. Hallelujah.
Yes. Thank you.
Try in become of someone.
43. There was a woman having an issue of blood, spent all her living trying doctors and could not be healed. But then she tried Jesus. Immediately she was delivered of her issue. No matter what and how impossible your issue, be it drugs, be it lust, be it sickness, even the power of sin controlling you, don't you want to be free? Some of you have tried everything, but now, how about Jesus?
For you.
Searching high and low.
It just brought destruction.
Why don't you try Jesus?
I know he's been calling me.
But he's been calling you to be free.
Don't you wanna, be free?
I know that, and I got to boast on God. That was our very own Pastor Jeffrey Scott, the Scott family, and Virgil Carter. They did their thing on that song. Hallelujah. That's why I have to boast on God. Hallelujah. That was one of our own. Thank you, Jesus. So it is now time for this morning's message. Hallelujah. Please retrieve your Bible. Turn to the book of Acts. Chapter 12. Hallelujah. We are walking right through the book at the book of Acts, thanks to God. We're going to be reading verses 1 through 17. Hallelujah. Acts 12, verses 1 through 17. If you're listening via your computer, you can go to BibleGateway.com, type in Acts chapter 12. Verses 1 through 13, 17 will come up for you. Okay, here we go. And the word of God reads as follows. Now about the time Herod the king stretched forth his hands to vex certain of the church, and he killed James, the brother of John, with the sword, and because he saw it pleased the Jews, he proceeded further to take Peter also. Then were the days of unleavened bread. And when he had apprehended him, he put him in prison and delivered him to four quartians of soldiers to keep him, intending after Easter to bring him forth to the people. Peter, therefore, was kept in prison, but prayer was made without ceasing of the church unto God for him.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And when Herod would have brought him forth the same night, Peter was sleeping between two soldiers.
Yeah.
Bound with two chains.
Yes,
and the keepers before the door kept the prison. Are you picking up what I'm putting down?
Yes.
And behold, the angel of the Lord came upon him, and a light shined in the prison, and he smote Peter on the side and raised him up, saying, "Arise up quickly." And his chains fell from his hands.
Yes.
And the angel said unto him, "Gird thyself and bind on thy sandals." And so he did. And he said unto him, "Cast thy garment before thee and follow me." And he went out and followed him. and wist not that it was true, which was done by the angel, thought he saw a vision. When they were past the first and second ward, they came unto an iron gate that leadeth unto the city, which opened to them of its own accord. And they went out and passed on through one street, and forthwith the angel departed from him. And when Peter was come to himself, he said, now I know of surety that the Lord has sent his angel and hath delivered me out of the hands of Herod and from all the expectations of people of the Jews.
Yes.
And when he had considered the thing, he came to the house of Mary, the mother of John, whose surname was Mark, where many were gathered together praying. Hallelujah. And as Peter knocked at the door of the gate, a damsel came to hearken named Rhoda. And when she knew Peter's voice, she opened the gate for gladness, but ran in and told how Peter stood before the gate. And they said unto her, thou art mad. But she constantly affirmed that it was even so. Then said they, it is his angel. But Peter continued knocking. And when they had opened the door and saw him, they were astonished. But he, beckoning unto them with a hand to hold their peace, declared unto them how the Lord had brought him out of the prison. And he said, go show these things unto James and to thy brethren. And he departed and went into another place. Most gracious Heavenly Father, I come before your throne of grace this morning just asking that I completely decrease so that you can increase and have all the glory. Lord God, use me this morning to just impart a word of wisdom to your children. And Lord, I pray that I will say something that if somebody doesn't know you in the pardon of their sin, today will be the day that they would make you their Lord and Savior.
Yes.
I pray it in Jesus' holy and righteous name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. My message today, it's in the form of a question. Mm-hmm. My question to everybody is, do you need a prison break? Do you need it? Do you need it? Do you need it? Mm-hmm. Amen. Mm-hmm. See, and I'm asking because we just read about the ultimate prison break. Mm-hmm. How in the world does a person escape while chained to two guards, being watched by several more guards, and being locked behind doors at a secure gate? Mm-hmm. Now, see, it was virtually impossible for Peter to get out of this.
But God.
But he did. Yet he did it. Hallelujah. Now, we might feel like we are locked in our problems and life situations. Sometimes we might not see any possible way out. However, the things that are too hard for man are just right for God. See, and that's what I like to talk about today. The Lord rescues and delivers those who put their trust in him.
Yes.
So today we will look at a few principles found in our text that show us how much God wants to bring that freedom about in our lives. And I mean, he wants to bring freedom to for us, that for everything that holds us bondage.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, the first thing I want to look at is that he was bound by two chains.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it appears that the king of this region, Herod Agrippa the First, was doing all he could to stay on the good side of the influential Jews in Jerusalem. Unfortunately, many of these influential Jews wanted nothing more than to see all of the followers of Jesus completely annihilated, you see.
Yeah.
Herod's grandmother was Jewish, so he exploited his ancestry, participating in temple worship and appearing to observe the law of Moses. The Sanhedrin accepted him as one of their own, and he probably brought James to trial through the Sanhedrin.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it is noteworthy that James was killed by the sword. By Jewish law, if someone enticed a Jew to participate in idolatry, then he were to be stoned to death. However, if someone caused the whole city to serve other gods, then he was killed with the sword, as is declared and decreed in Deuteronomy 13:6-18. See, James was likely executed as a representative of all things of the Messianic believers who had made a huge impact on Jerusalem.
Yeah.
They didn't like Christians. They didn't like Jews. They didn't like nobody that called themselves Christian. They didn't like nobody to follow Jesus.
Yeah.
And see, because the Jews believed that the followers of Jesus had committed idolatry by equating Jesus with God. And their faith in Jesus had spread all over Jerusalem.
Yes,
so now James was dead. And one of the three principal disciples who had been closest to Jesus, Peter, James, and John, now Peter, for all practical purpose, was on death row,
mm-hmm.
awaiting his own trial and execution. Now, what do you suppose he was feeling? Well, verse 6 says he was bound by two chains. No doubt those were two physical chains used to restrain Peter from escape. But let's look at two things that the chains could represent. The first chain might represent grief.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Peter was no doubt grieving the loss of his fellow disciple and friend, James.
Yes.
In fact,
yes.
He had probably spent some of his incarceration weeping and mourning for the death of James. You will never find Jesus condemning the expression of grief. You will never find him bringing comfort and healing, but you'll never find him silencing the God-given emotions that arise when somebody close to us dies.
Yes.
See, in fact, Jesus said, blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. So one of the chains that weighed down the arms of Peter was actually sorrow and grief for his friend James. Yet it wasn't the sorrow that those without God have when someone close to them dies. In John 16:20, Jesus told his disciples, you will grieve, but your grief will turn to joy.
Yeah.
Also, Paul writes, we do not want you to grieve like the rest of men who have no hope. We believe that Jesus died and rose again, and so we believe that God will bring with Jesus those who have fallen asleep in him.
Yes.
That's 1 Thessalonians 4:13-14. If you know Jesus, you have hope when you lose a loved one.
Yeah.
But for a time, grief can be a heavy chain that holds you down. I know when my beloved husband passed, I felt it, and I felt it hard.
Yeah.
Now, the second chain might represent injustice or mistreatment, because Peter has seen a lot of injustice from rulers in his time.
Yeah.
He had witnessed the kangaroo court that was responsible for putting Jesus to death.
Yeah.
He had been with Jesus when Herod's uncle, Herod Antipas, had put John the Baptist to death on the whim of a lustful promise. Peter himself had already been put in prison at least twice and flogged once based on false accusation and injustice. His good friend Stephen had been stoned to death because of his faith. He had every reason to hate these crooked, selfish, power-hungry murderers who made up the Sanhedrin.
Yeah. Glory to God.
Yet, thanks to God, I came to tell you, somehow, Peter didn't hate them. He remembered what Jesus had told him several years earlier. Blessed are those who are persecuted because of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when people insult you, persecute you, and falsely say all kinds of evil against you because of me. He said, rejoice and be glad, because great is your reward in heaven, for in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you. Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
You see, Peter's enemies wanted to break his spirit through grief, sorrow, and unfair treatment. They wanted him to be bound up, not only in physical chains, but in emotional chains of hatred and despair. Now, maybe you found yourself being bound by something. There are many forms that these chains can take. You might identify with Peter because you are bound up by grief and sorrow. You may have lost somebody close to you and have never really worked through that grief to find healing. Maybe you've been mistreated or wounded by somebody, and you find yourself unable to forgive them. And that chain of unforgiveness is weighing you down. Maybe you are chained by an addiction or a recurring illness. Whatever your chains might be, please hear me today when I say there is hope for you.
Yes, sir.
You see, you can find freedom from the things that hold you back from living a life for Jesus to the fullest. People always holler, run around, I'm living my best life. I'm living my best life. Well, yo, if your best life ain't in Jesus, that ain't your best life. Sorry.
Yes, say that. Say that.
So we have to ask the question, how do we do that? Because that is the good news about Jesus. He came to help us. He came to heal us. He came to forgive us.
Yes.
Peter had already experienced the Lord's help and forgiveness. But in this situation, he received help through the prayers of people in the church.
Yes. Glory
Hallelujah.
To God. Glory.
Now, let's take a look at how that happened. He was strengthened through a praying church.
Yes.
You see, the word says Peter was sleeping. And even in the midst of the bondage of grief and mistreatment, Peter was able to trust the Lord and rest in him for the outcome.
Yes.
This, let me remind you, saints of God, this was the night before he was to go to trial.
Yes.
He would likely face execution the next day, just as his good friend James had just a few days earlier. So why was Peter able to go to sleep and put his life and future in God's hands? I really do believe that it was because the church was praying for him.
Amen.
Psalm 3:5 says, I lie down and I sleep. I wake again because the Lord sustains me.
Yeah.
You see, God sustained Peter in response to the prayers of other believers.
Yes.
God often burns others to pray for us, and sometimes he even uses them to help meet our need. However, we always need to remember that he is our source.
Yes. Amen.
I've
been hitting y'all with some pretty serious stuff, so let me throw this little cute illustration in here right quick. One day, a little boy was saying his bedtime prayers with his mother. And he said, Lord, bless mommy and daddy. And God, give me a new bicycle. Mom said, God's not deaf, son. The little boy said, I know, Mom, but grandma's in the next room and she's hard of hearing. You see, God knows our situation, just as he knew Peter's situation. God gave the church a burden to pray for Peter. And then he did the rest. Never underestimate the power of a praying church.
Amen.
I am here this morning to testify about the greatness of a praying church.
Glory.
Yes.
We don't quite know how it works or why it works, but something suddenly happens when the believers start to pray.
Yes, sir.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God is sovereign and will do what he sees best in every situation.
Yes, he will.
But for some reason, he chooses to work through the prayers of his people.
Yes.
Now, some people might say, God will do what he wants to do regardless of whether I pray or not. Now, in a sense, that is true, because God will allow his purposes to be not be thwarted by any created thing. We can't stop what God is doing.
Amen.
None of us have the power to hinder God from doing what he wants to do and his purposes to be fulfilled.
Yeah.
Now, let's think about this in another way. When we pray for someone, who do you think gives us the idea to pray?
Mm-hmm.
Are we the source of the prayer burdens that arise in our hearts? No. God is the source. God determines what is needed, and then he speaks directly to our hearts, so we will pray and see that that answer comes to pass.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
God can do whatever he wants.
Yeah.
And he don't even have to involve us. But he loves including his children in all his plans.
Yeah.
He wants us to learn to partner with him to see that his will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Preach, girl. Preach.
Amen.
As we will see next, prayer not only brought comfort and freedom to Peter's heart and mind, but it also brought about his physical freedom.
Yes.
Why? Because he was rescued by the loving God. What they said is, God created a prison break, and the chains fell out, thanks to God.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
God came to Peter's rescue after hearing the cries of the believers.
Yes.
They were crying out to God, please help Peter.
Yes.
He
sent
an angel to set Peter free.
Yes, he can. Yes.
The angel came and gave Peter a jab to wake him up.
Yes.
Then he told him, get up, get dressed, and follow me.
Yes.
And
right.
As soon as he told Peter to get up, those chains fell off.
Yes, sir.
Have you ever dreamed about your chains falling off? Have you visualized what it would be like to be free from all those feelings of pain or guilt?
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever thought about what it would be like to be free from an addictive habit? Some people describe what it was like when they first found forgiveness from God. They said, I feel light and free, almost as if I could fly.
Yes.
God cares about you, and he can make those chains fall off, no matter what they are.
Yes.
He can rescue you and bring deliverance and freedom to your life.
Yes, he can.
Yes.
Peter thought he was having a dream, thanks to God. He knew that God could do anything, but he had probably come to a place where he was ready to die for Christ. He really thought this was it for him. He really did.
Mm-hmm.
However, you can't count nobody out when God has counted them in.
That's right.
See, God still has plans for Peter on this earth.
Yes.
So he had to make the change fall off.
Yes.
The angel led him down the length of the one street and left him. Then reality struck as Peter was left by himself in the middle of the street. He realized that this was different from the vision of the clean and unclean animals on the sheep. That vision had come to him three different times. This time he had been delivered by an angel, and he didn't even know that it was really happening until he found himself free.
Yeah.
You see, God wants us to be free, free from sin, free from bondage.
Thank you, Jesus.
So we can be free through his will.
Yeah.
Well, you would think that those praying for Peter would have expected him to show up at any moment. But when he did, they were surprised, and they didn't believe it at first.
Yes.
So, thanks to God, that tells me if we gonna have a church friend, we need to be expecting a miracle.
Exactly.
Amen.
But instead, they were astonished by God's miraculous deliverance. Verse 13 says that Peter went to a certain house where many people had gathered and were praying. He knocked on the door, and the servant girl answered. When she heard Peter's voice, she was so excited that she ran back without opening and cried out, Peter is at the door. Nobody believes. Now, these folks have been praying, thanks to God.
Oh,
praying for help.
Glory.
Then when Peter showed up at the door, they didn't believe him. I'm here to tell you today, where when we, the people of God, get to praying, miracles, signs, and wonders are going to follow.
Yeah.
That's what the saints of God need to get down and they sanctify. So.
Amen.
Now, one side note that I find interesting is that when Luke, the writer of Acts, interviewed Peter to record this event, Peter remembers the servant girl's name. This shows me the value of every person in the church.
Yes.
In their culture, servants would often be overlooked and left nameless within a story. However, because every believer was valued as precious in God's sight, Rhoda was named in this story.
Yes.
See, people matter to God.
Glory to God.
Consequently, people must also matter to the church.
Yes.
See, we have a lot of people down here in the church that forget folks matter to God.
Yes.
So they seem like they feel like they can treat them any kind of way if they don't
mm-hmm.
come up to a certain standard.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
But God says we're all important in his kingdom.
Yes.
Now, Rhoda insisted. Look, Rhoda didn't let nobody sidetrack her and tell her she was crazy. Rhoda said, Peter is at the door. They said, no, you mad. No, I'm telling you, Peter is at the door. She did not back down. Peter is at the door.
Glory to God. I love it.
If you read Psalm 91:11, you can see the common Jewish belief that guardian angels protected God's people. Now, later, other Jewish writings reflect the belief that guardian angels assume the appearance of those whom they protect and serve as they go. This could be why they thought it was Peter's guardian angel. You know, they didn't bless their hearts. They were just a little bit misguided, but you know, they were strength. Amen.
They were strength.
You know.
Amen.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes. Pray on.
Who knows how long, look, who knows how long Peter stood out there knocking? He may have been thinking, oh, great. An angel rescues me from prison, and I get arrested again because the church won't let me in. Lord Jesus. Finally, when they thought to open the door, they saw Peter, and they were astonished. Have you ever been surprised by God?
Oh.
Has he ever worked so quickly and powerfully in your life that you were completely astounded? Has God ever surprised you by the way he answers your prayers? We often pray and get an idea that God should have done something. Then when he does it his way, we are surprised and we say, hey, why did I not think of that?
Yeah.
See, but we got to remember, God's way can be trusted. When he works in our lives,
amen.
It is always a marvelous thing, even if we do happen to know how things will go down.
Yeah.
So what does this message say to you today? God has a way of rescuing and providing for those who put their trust in him.
Yes, he does.
We can trust God for deliverance
thank
and provision,
Lord.
No matter what
yes.
we're up against. And when... And we should also get in on what God is doing.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. We need to get in on his plan.
Yeah.
And we do
yes.
that by joining other believers, and we pray for those who are
amen.
Facing tough times. We
thank
really do
you,
need
Jesus.
To be praying for one another, because prayer will bring freedom to
yes,
those
Lord.
Who are weighted down by troubles and problems and sin.
Yes.
Yeah.
Jesus said in Luke 4:18, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, for he has
mm-hmm.
appointed me to preach the good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim that captives will be released,
yes, sir.
That the blind will see,
mm-hmm.
that the downtrodden will be freed
yes.
from their oppression.
Yeah.
God is into freedom all day, every day.
Yes.
Now, maybe you need his freedom in your life today. You see, maybe you need to have a prison break.
Yes.
Maybe you need to break out of that prison of self-righteousness that is weighing you down. Maybe you need to break out of that prison of addiction. Maybe you need to break out of that prison of self-righteousness. Maybe you need to break out of that prison of judgment. Maybe you need to just make a prison break and let go of everything that separates you from God. Let him remove the chains from your life.
Yes.
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 Let him break every chain in your life. Because like I said, if your best life ain't in Christ, then you're not living your best life.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
You know, you might need some freedom from sin, guilt, anger, unforgiveness,
mm-hmm.
addiction, abuse, or some other circumstance in your life.
Yeah.
But God has a way of escape.
Yeah.
if you only give it to him.
Yes.
He wants you to be free.
Yes.
He doesn't want you to
yes.
be bound by chains of uncertainty. He does not want you to
right.
be bound by chains of depression.
Yes.
He doesn't want you to be bound by the chains of grief or discouragement. He doesn't want you to be bound by anything.
Amen.
Because he tells right. us to mount up on the wings of eagles.
Yes.
And baby, you
Amen.
Can't mount up on the wings
yes.
of eagles with all that weight on you.
That's right. You got to
Amen.
You gotta drop that weight so you can fly high for Jesus.
Yes.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you, God. I don't know what you're going through.
Amen.
But I came to tell you today that Jesus can take it.
Yes.
He can
yes.
remove it.
Amen.
He
Thank
can
you,
fix
Jesus.
It. He can make it right. All we gotta do is pray.
Amen.
I'm a living witness. Yesterday, saints of God, I couldn't hardly hold my head up. But I put out an SOS to the saints. I said, please
Hallelujah.
Pray for me.
Yes.
Now,
Jesus.
I'm still
yes.
not feeling 100, but hallelujah, I'm not bound to that bed today.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I'm here doing this service
Jesus.
This morning.
Yes. Glory
yes.
to
God.
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. I watch God move my mama from Texas to Missouri.
Yes.
Praise Jesus.
When she wasn't supposed to have the house she got. She wasn't supposed to do nothing she's got, but she's doing it all of it. God did it. God did it all.
Hallelujah.
And I praise his holy name.
Yes. Thank you.
Because now
you,
I've
Lord.
Been freed from the chain of worry about my mama.
Yes.
He broke
Glory.
It.
Thank
Lord.
I don't
Thank
have to worry
Lord.
About my mama no more. I know where she's at. I know what she's doing. Thank you, Jesus,
yes.
for delivering
yes,
me from that worry.
Yes.
Lord. Yes.
So
thank
you, God.
You, for it.
You might need to make a prison break today.
Yes.
And all you need to do, if you not don't know Jesus in the pardon of your sin, you got to be connected, hallelujah,
yes.
to the source of freedom.
Yeah.
Amen.
And right now, I'm going to call on Minister Tina Brown, and she is going to lead you in the invitation to salvation. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Woo! Apostle Cook, that was just wonderful, wonderful. For those
Amen.
Of you that felt that in your heart, did you feel shaken up a little bit, and you want to have that freedom, you want to release them chains that are biting you, well, there's only one thing you need to do. And that is have a personal relationship with Jesus. And if you follow
yes,
this
Jesus.
Prayer with me, he will forgive
yes.
you. And he will walk
yes.
with you.
Yes.
So, Lord Jesus, I come to you in prayer.
Come on,
asking for the forgiveness of my sins. I confess with my mouth and believe with my heart that Jesus is your son and that he
mm-hmm.
died on the cross at Calvary. So that I might be forgiven and saved and have eternal life.
Yes.
Yes. In the kingdom with the Heavenly Father. I believe that Jesus rose from the dead, and I ask you right now to come into my heart. I make you my Lord and Savior.
Yes, Lord.
Thanks to God, if you prayed that prayer, you just became saved. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Now I'm going to ask our Bishop Lester Carver, to come on in and pray for those new converts, because nobody prays for the new converts like my brother. Come on in,
yes.
Bishop Lester.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise the Lord, Apostle Coach.
Yes.
Heavenly Father, I thank you for
thank
all
you,
of those souls that have given themselves to you freely and received the forgiveness for all of their sins, past, present, and future, God. Father, I thank you for you preparing their heart to forgive others as you've forgiven them, God. Father, I thank you for you preparing their heart to walk into the level of freedom and favor that they can only experience through the power of your Holy Spirit within them. Father, I thank you for you giving them good teachers and guides and instructors and ministers to help develop that power that they have within them that is unlimited, so that they can experience you in a dynamic way in their everyday life, God. Allow
yes.
them to be comfortable in your presence, God. Allow you in your spirit to direct them to what you have for them in your word, so that your word becomes what they keep on and what they replace all of those thoughts of doubt, worry, and fear with, all of those thoughts that distract them from what you have for their future, God. Father, I thank you for you leading them into the freedom that we have in Christ, so that they can become all that you would have for them to be. Father, I thank you for you developing them into the ministers of reconciliation, so that you can win their friends and their family and their colleagues into the kingdom of God, so that they can be free as well. Thank you for this right now. In the name of your son, Jesus Christ, amen.
Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It has been laid on my heart this morning. There are so many people out there that are losing loved ones, that are, really burdened down by dealing with the loss of loved ones. So I'm going to ask Minister Gladys to come in and pray for our bereaved this morning in a special way.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes, God. Amen. Amen.
Minister Gladys.
Amen.
Giving God.
Yes. Giving God all the glory and all the praise on this morning. Thanking God for the message that we heard on this morning.
Thank you.
I just send out a prayer for those that are suffering from grief of loss, suffering from loss of loved ones, financial loss, self loss, just loss. I just thank God that we could call on him to lift us up when we're feeling dismayed, when we're feeling like we have, when we're in despair. I just thank God for that. And I just like to pray and ask God to strengthen the families, Lord, that has had recent losses, Father God, Lord. No matter what it has been, Father God, Lord, I ask, Lord, that you would strengthen and comfort them, Father God, Lord. Give them the love and the peace, Lord, that they need in these times, Father God, Lord. Lord, and I pray, Lord, family members and friends, Lord, will show them love there after, Father God, Lord. Lord, and direct them to lean more on you, Father God, Lord, for all of that they need, Father God, Lord. Lord, I pray, Lord, that you would strengthen them in ways, Lord, where they're weak at, Father God, Lord. Lord, lift their heads, Lord, Lord, that are hung, Father God, Lord, from the grief, Father God, of their loss, Father God, Lord. Let them know, Father,
yes,
that
Jesus,
everything works together for our good.
For the good.
God,
yes, Lord.
Yes.
We may turn, Father God, Lord, but it's for our good.
Jesus.
We may feel as though we're suffering,
God,
but it's for our good, Father God, Lord.
Yes,
not just
Lord,
thank
God. Help us, Jesus.
In your word,
yes. Strengthen, oh God.
For our good, Father God, Lord.
Yes,
I just
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. I ask,
thank
Lord,
you, Father. This is a good prayer right here.
Jesus.
Yes.
That have one of their brother and our sister, and Father God, Lord, strengthen them, Lord, strengthen the
yes,
one that has lost parents, Father God, Lord,
yes,
strengthen
Jesus.
Them, God.
Yes,
Lord,
hold them up,
their child,
yes,
Lord,
yes.
Lord, I pray, Lord, that you would strengthen them, Lord, give them strength, Father God, Lord, give them endurance, Father God,
yes,
Lord,
yes, Lord.
Bless them, Lord, inside and out.
Jesus.
Lord,
Lord,
in the name of Jesus, Lord,
God. Yes,
Jesus.
I just
everything, Father God, Lord.
Yes.
Lord,
break the chains, God.
You are the same yesterday.
Yesterday,
today,
forever.
Hey, put on now. In your word, Lord.
That's good.
And it's all for our good, Father God.
Yes, it
Lord.
Is.
It
Thank
hurts
you.
Now.
Thank
but
you,
we
Jesus.
Know that God
yes,
will
it is.
You comfort. Lord, just believe and receive, Lord. Let
yes.
us believe and receive. Lord, your word, Father God, Lord, your word, your love, Father God, Lord, that can
yes,
help
Jesus.
Them endure and carry on. In the mighty name of Jesus, I do pray. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
That's what I'm
Amen.
Talking about.
Thank you, Jesus.
That's what I'm talking about. So, see, one thing about the Spirit of Life Praise and Worship, the Spirit of Life Network family, we really do love each other. And we're going to have each
Amen.
Other's back. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And we're going to pray until something happens. And when we're
yes.
praying, we're expecting God to move. We know it ain't no guardian
Amen.
Angel. We know it's God, okay?
Yes.
Amen.
Okay, we know it's God. Okay?
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
So today I pray that somebody made a prison break. They got out of that prison of sin.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Maybe somebody got out of that prison of unforgiveness. Or self-righteousness, whatever the case may be, give it to God.
Thank you, Jesus.
We want
Thank
you to give
Lord.
It to God so he can use you
Thank
for his
you.
Kingdom.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Lord.
Now, thanks to God, we're almost out of here, but this is something that prayer is very close to my heart. And I'm inviting every servant leader here, every servant leader that hears this, to please join me tomorrow for a very special prayer meeting, because I am a person that believes if you are calling yourself a servant leader and you're not praying for God's people,
yes.
You suspect.
Yes.
You just suspect in my book.
Yes.
Sorry. I'm not judging. I'm just saying.
Stating the fact.
I'm stating the fact. Yes. So I pray that you will join me tomorrow so we can pray for God's people, because as we see who this is, look around this world, there's a lot of prayer needed,
yes.
a lot of prayer needed. So I'm inviting all servant leaders to come out and pray with me. You don't have all intercessors, hallelujah, just prayer warriors in general. If you know that God can get a prayer through, you believe God can get a prayer through, if you believe prayer changes things, please join me tomorrow so we
yes.
can pray.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So I just praise God for all that we've heard today, the beautiful prayers,
Amen.
Every last one of them. Hallelujah. The call to salvation, excellent. Hallelujah. I'm just on one right now.
Yeah.
But anyway, saints of God, I pray that the spirit of the Holy Spirit rest, rule and abide in you greatly.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Until we meet again.
My brothers
yeah.
and sisters, I want to say a special good morning to my friend Marty that's always in the house. I always know that he listens. I just want you to know I love you, beloved. I see you.
Yes.
Amen. I just wanted to say good morning to you as well. We're glad you were here. Hallelujah. So, my beloved, it is our fervent prayer that you continue to acknowledge Christ in all that you do. And
yes.
from our church
yes.
of faith,
yes.
our household of faith to yours, it is our fervent prayer that you be ye transformed. You are dismissed. Go with God. And remember, he loves you, and so do we. Have a blessed week, everybody.
God
bless you.
Hallelujah. We love you. Make sure we're all in the ministry.
Amen.
You
too.
Love you, Bishop.
Love
you,
Bishop.
Love
you,
all.
Love you, too.
I sure love you, all. Okay.